As I prepared to preach this Christmas morning, I found myself overcome by a loss of words, trying to express the miracle and mystery that is the incarnation. The world celebrates, choirs sing, houses are lit up, and families prepare a feast. Children across the nation wake up to the seeming miracle of presents under the Christmas tree. These things are fine celebrations for the world, but we celebrate a miracle far greater and far more mysterious than flying reindeer, or a jolly old elf who leaves presents under a tree, or any spirit of giving. We have more reason to rejoice on this day in the church than the world could ever imagine. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. God became man. Let us pause for a moment to consider this miracle with a poem from St. Augustine. Man's maker was made man that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that the truth might be accused of false witness, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, that life might die. Man's maker was made man that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast. Here is the great mystery. On Christmas Day, the Ancient of Days became a newborn babe. Jesus, who upholds the universe by the word of his power, governs all of creation from the lap of the Virgin Mary. At this miracle, the Magi worshiped the baby boy. The shepherds marveled and the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace." Here is Most High God born on earth. The world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Creation rejected its creator. It rejected life, so it is subject to death. The world, the Word, enters his creation to save it. This child is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, promised from creation. The seed of the woman who would come to crush the head of Satan. Jesus does not enter the world in power to judge the world. But God becomes man so that bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey. The preacher to the Hebrews proclaims, he had to be made like his brethren in all things so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. There is no trial, no suffering, no temptation which you endure that God himself has not endured. Christ subjects himself to all our human frailties so that he might overcome them on our behalf. Man's maker was made man that the bread might hunger in the wilderness. When we hunger, we question the goodness of the God who provides. But when Christ hungers, he says, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." The babe, the Word made flesh, is placed in a manger, a feeding trough for his flock, the church, to feed upon. Man's maker was made man that the fountain might cry from the cross, "I thirst." while out of his pierced side flow rivers of living water that wash us clean. Man's maker was made man that the light may be laid down to sleep, while Herod's soldiers seek to snuff out his little life. Yet in his weakness, he defeated the devil, who crouched at Mary's womb to devour the seed of woman, so that we might sleep soundly. Man's maker was made man that the way be tired and grow faint under the temptation of the devil, so that we might overcome Satan, that he might overcome Satan in our place. The way became weary as he journeyed to Mount Golgotha, bearing your sins with his cross. Man's maker was made man that the truth might be accused of false witness. Jesus testifies of himself, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." He displayed the truthfulness of this claim in no uncertain terms, healing the sick, casting out demons, and calming the storm. Yet his opponents slander him. He casts out demons by the prince of demons. They mock him. "If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." They accuse God himself of blasphemy. They whipped the teacher and killed him. Man's maker was made man that the foundation of the world might be the foundation of your salvation, suspended on wood. Here is the greatest aspect of God's miraculous incarnation. Christ came in love to give you the right to be called children of God. To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. We were rightfully cursed for our rebellion, but Christ redeemed us from the curse by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree." He takes God's judgment upon himself. Man's maker was made man that the healer might be wounded. Jesus healed the sick, the blind, the lame, yet he is smitten by God and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. He took the punishment we deserved upon himself. Man's maker was made man that life might die. Christ allowed himself to be swallowed by the grave, yet the babe, bound in swaddling clothes, could not be bound by death. The grave swallowed the God-man and found itself bursting with life. When Christ died, the earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were opened and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. The saints burst forth from the tombs that had claimed them. And on the third day, Christ himself rose. He took the punishment, the judgment upon himself, and defeated sin, death, and the devil. Today, on Christmas Day, we marvel with the shepherds and the magi that God became man. And we marvel with the angels that in death, Christ defeated death. And in his resurrection, he gives life. And in his ascension, the Son of Man sits on the throne of heaven. And all of this he did to give you the right to be called children of God, so that on the last day he will raise you from the dead with a resurrection like his, that you may live and reign with him forever. Praise be to God. Amen.